Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I think Mary in Limerick is a bit cross with us for going on about the good weather, because Mary is living, she says, in West Limerick, and she said the cold here last evening and night was like January. Today also, Mary has great sunshine, but that's it. She had the heating on just now to warm the house up a little bit. Well, let's get more on the weather, because the sunny spell we've been experiencing, it does look set to continue throughout the week. We might see temperatures, I hope in West Limerick too, climbing to the high teens in many parts of the country. Met Aaron tells us there could be more pleasant days in store for next week too. Michelle Dillon is with us, meteorologist with Met Éireann. Hello, Michelle.
Good morning, Claire.
We're getting the sun, but not the heat, maybe, in all parts.
Well, I suppose Mary has it right there. It did get chilly last night. Temperatures got below 1 degree in some places, and that's really the pattern of weather we're in. Getting mild or warm by day, especially further to the west, but chilly by night. Mm-hmm. So Mary will see a rise in those temperatures as we go through today.
Brilliant. That's good news for Mary. But listen, it's been very pleasant, hasn't it?
It really has, and it's all down to high pressure, Claire's a big area of high pressure which is centred to the south of Scandinavia at the moment. And this pattern of weather, when it gets set up like this, it's called an omega block in the jet stream, those winds high up in the atmosphere. And when it gets into this pattern, it really is very hard to shift it. And that's why we have this prolonged settled spell of weather that is going to continue through next week and possibly even longer. Just little interruptions at times.
Little interruptions, including one coming on Friday morning early. Is that what you're seeing?
That's it, Claire. Well, starting from tomorrow evening, we'll have a little showery rain cloud and showery rain starting to move up from the south. So some showery rain into Munster and South Leinster tomorrow evening. Now, that'll move further northwards then tomorrow night into Friday morning. But it is going to be an improving situation then as we go through Friday. The sun will be coming out and it'll become dry, and then we're looking at a dry and sunny weekend. Now, temperatures a little bit lower. So we have seen highs up to 19 degrees there in parts of the west this week. Into this weekend, a little bit lower, maybe ranging from around 11 to 16 or 17 degrees. And it has been colder in coastal parts of the east and south in particular. And that's all due to where the area of high pressure is sitting. So we've easterly winds coming in there with low sea surface temperatures in the Irish Sea. So cooler along the east coast. So a little bit cooler over the weekend, but you'll hardly notice it because you'll have blue skies and plenty of sunshine, really something like today. Today is a stunning day right across the country.
Great. But the cooler nights now, we've already touched on that. Is that to be expected at this time of the year, or is there something happening with the weather that we're seeing those temperatures drop?
Yeah, really, it's the time of year. We are only at the start of April, so some cool nights, a touch of rural, you know, grass frost in places, you know, cool nights this weekend into next week too. But into next week, actually, the temperatures are going to start to rise. They'll actually start to build day on day again next week. The centre of the area of high pressure will come closer to us, so we'll lose that easterly wind as we go into next week. So by day, we're looking at those temperatures picking up again into the high teens.
That's a very bright and optimistic outlook, Michelle. We're delighted we spoke to you. Thank you so much for being with us. Michelle Dillon there, meteorologist with Met Éireann. Texts coming in and messages on WhatsApp about the phones, on Brian O'Connell's report about the pub, which has that rule and that evening on a Tuesday where they invite people in and you've got to put your phone in a lock-up bag. Congratulations, says this listener, to the publican in Cork. I miss the days when we were phone-free. I allow no phones on the do-nothing on the dining room table in our house at mealtimes. I've completely altered my use. I don't look at it in the morning. I often leave it in a drawer for hours. I think it's really rude when someone constantly has to take out their phone all of the time in company. You're probably right, but I'm glad you're not in our house watching me on my phone. Tip for all, says another, switch off all notifications, put it on silent, go without it at least twice a week. Listening to the no mobile phone talk from Spain, my teenage daughter headed off on a 3-day school trip early this morning. A new local law doesn't allow any phones to be taken on the trip. They had to leave them at home. Anyone seen with a phone is not allowed on the next school trip. That is very strict. 51551 for your text messages. The WhatsApp number is 0870 32 32 32. Now, next up, travel expert Ed Finn is going to take us on some dream holidays for music lovers, from the opera in Verona to a hoedown in the deep south.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.